fruit of his peace. It's a part of the fruit of peace. Favor, the favor of the Lord is here, and that's our title. And it's amazing how many things are connected to this peace. How many tangible things are connected to the fruit of peace. It's blessing me immensely. And I've been exercising it, and I've been speaking it. Every time I sense the peace of God around me, I start to thank him. I don't ask him. I begin to thank him for prosperity. And I have really been experiencing a move of prosperity, and it has been wonderful. It truly has. It's not the holidays blessing me. It's not the season of our business blessing me. I know firsthand it is the Lord's prosperity that's tied to his peace that's been blessing me. Now, amen. In our last meeting, we got some insight about the depth of God's wealth and prosperity. He took us beyond the understanding of knowing where that we know the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But then he talks about the worlds that he framed and the worlds that he created. And then we learn that peace is it always and forever increasing. And we learn that that peace is just like light that's increasing. It's just like light. It increases at the speed of light. And that means prosperity has been increasing at the speed of light. And we learned that the word worlds meant universe. And when we looked up universe, it meant time and space in its totality. All of the contents in it, the galaxies, the energy, the everything that's created and all the planets that's being created. God's wealth is ridiculous. It goes beyond what we ever thought and could ever imagine. And so we're tapped into that prosperity. God has brought us into this by way of peace. He wanted us to get an understanding. It goes way beyond the earth being the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It goes way beyond that. He owns galaxies and planets full of content, full of energy, full of matter, full of wealth and prosperity. And God doesn't need the earth alone to bless us. He's got way more than that. And so now we're learning that God is teaching us, and he's transforming our thinking, that when we're in this peace, we're also in the place of prosperity. Well, we're going to learn today that prosperity also brings favor. Favor is attached to prosperity. In fact, it is of the definition of prosperity. It's of the definition, the word prosperity in the Hebrew translates shalom, just like the word peace. And in the definition of shalom, you find the word favor. And so we're going to talk about this. The favor of the Lord is here. So now that the Lord has revealed his true wealth status unto us, he wants to favor us with it, with and in his abundance. Our faith has been elevated to a whole new height concerning his prosperity. Now he wants to increase our faith in the fact of his favor. And we're going to pick up here. The word peace we see means prosperity. We learned about the joining, which is the most important part of peace. And then it translates into prosperity. The word prosperity in the Hebrew translates to shalom. The word shalom, we see words like welfare, health, favor. It also means soundness, completeness, and or compensation. And there are many other words that come as a result of that definition. But favor is the one that the Lord wants us to look at. He began to minister to me about it. And now I truly understand why, having gotten into the study on it and began to really understand how favor is so connected to prosperity. All right. The word favor, it means move to favor by petition. It means to bend or stoop in kindness to. That would be God bending and stooping to bring us in, or stooping to us to bring us into his kindness. Two definitions we're going to look at tonight. It means to show mercy on or to have pity upon. We kind of learned that in the series on love, that God's love is a form of mercy. It's a form of pity. Well, his favor is sent, and he wants to drill this understanding His favor is being sent as a form of pity. It's a form of mercy. And don't feel prideful that God has pity on you. The reason why he has pity on you is because of what was going on prior to what he successfully done, which Isaiah 9 and 4 tells us. Isaiah 9 and 4 tells us kind of where we've been at, for God to look at us and to have pity on us. The word favor also means the word acceptance. We're going to look at two levels of favor. All right, we're going to look at two levels of it, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. We're going to look at pity or mercy, and then we're going to look at a level called acceptance. All right, so God has had, he's having pity and showing mercy on us because of what we read in Isaiah 9 and 4, where the enemy had us. The Bible says in Isaiah 9 and 4, it says, "For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden." We were under his burden. And it says, "and the staff of his shoulder." The word shoulder, we found out, meant his way of life. "And the rod," he also broke the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian, which you can go ahead and read the story of Gideon and those 300 and see what happened. And you can get like you can get a parallel of what kind of release we've got. So we were under the yoke of the enemy. The staff of his shoulder was on us, his way of life, his oppression. He would oppress us and control us with the rod or the scepter that he had, and he would bring control to how we lived our lives. So we were under all kinds of tyranny. We were under all kinds of bondage. It was a mess. But what happened was, is God saw us under this control of the enemy. And we find out in Isaiah 9 as well, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." All right? So now, unto us a child is born. And I was talking with Elder Allison in some fellowship today, and we came to this conclusion. It's really powerful. Unto us a child is born, and I believe we were talking about it in last night's more group as well. A child is born. And Elder Allison put it in the benediction. It denotes that a child is born. It's present tense. Every time you get into the rhema, you get the blessing of the child being born, Jesus, and the blessing of a child being given, Jesus. Every time, because it's in the present tense, it's denoting that every time you get in rhema, you experience the brokenness of the yoke of the enemy's burden. You experience the breaking of his staff from off your shoulders. You experience the rod of his oppression being destroyed, just as in the days of Midian. Every time you get in rhema, you're experiencing this, and that is God's favor. That is a type of God's pity, because God can't stand us being under the yoke of the enemy.
Amen.
So when God is favoring you, God is having pity on you, because God does not want you in a place of being stuck behind the enemy's rod, behind the enemy's staff, behind the yoke of his burden. God does not like that. So his pity, which comes as favor, breaks you out of that. Every time you touch the rhema word of God. And let's say you're going through something. Unto you, the child was born. Right at the place of the rhema word. That's favor. There's a lot of folks that don't, oh my God, they say favor's not there. Listen, they say it's not there. There's a lot of people that don't know the power or don't have favor in understanding what this rhema can do. We are favored, praise God. God is saying, "I have pity on anyone that has an understanding of what my rhema is able to do. This is my pity. This is my mercy to get you from out of the yoke of the enemy."
Amen, God. Amen.
This is the first dimension of favor. In fact, I'm gonna read over here, and we're gonna see when Jesus, listen to what he says. We're gonna read it from the King James Version, and then we're gonna read Luke 4. From the Amplified Classic Version. And we're going to see what Jesus has to say. Watch how this culminates. This is so wonderful. It comes together beautifully. It says in Luke chapter 4, verse 13, it says, "And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written." Verse 18, listen to this. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Verse 19, "to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Jesus basically says, Isaiah 9 and 4, it's on and popping. It's on and popping. Why? Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The poor mean them that were without the word, those that were without rhema. So now this is his pity coming. This is his favor coming. In fact, he goes down to call it the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, the people that would hear the rhema word would step into the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, let's read it from Luke chapter 4, verse 18 through 21, just these last four verses, and let's see how he says it in the AMPC, or how they translated it, rather. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity, to proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound." Coming from Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. "Then he rolled up the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were gazing attentively at him, and he began to speak to them, 'Today this scripture has been fulfilled while you are present,'" I love this, "and hearing." Oh my God.
Bless God.
This scripture gets fulfilled in your hearing. My God, help me, Jesus. This scripture brings you into a dimension of the free favors. It brings you into the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Free favors are unlocked in your hearing.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In your hearing, people. Now, listen to this. We have been hearing, and in our hearing, God wants us to understand there are two dimensions. Are two levels of favor that are unlocked in our hearing. This is still all a part of peace. We are in favor in our hearing. Watch this. The word profusely means to a great degree or in large amounts. So now free favors are coming in large amounts. In other words, where a scripture comes to mind, where sin abounds, grace doth more abound.
Mm-hmm,
yes. It always will be in a greater abundance than sin. It will always outdo sin. It will always, grace will always, favor will always be there to bring you back in line with God. It will always be there. Man, when he's called and you're chosen, you are under the acceptable year of the Lord. And so the first level, the two levels of favor I want to talk to you about now, God wants to open our eyes to. Two levels. It's going to have a very familiar sound to it. But my goodness, I'm looking at all of these dimensions, all these components of the word that have been sent to keep us protected and keep us from failing, to keep us in line to walk in success. I'm looking at so many components of the Rhema word that have guaranteed this and that are working together. It's near impossible not to step into complete sanctification and complete success. It's nearly impossible. Watch this here. Now, the two levels of favor that are coming to those that are in hearing. Favor is moved in two ways. First, it broke us free through the power, by way of the power of his word. Secondly, it has positioned us for an outpouring of prosperity because we are at peace and joined to the Father. All right, first level of favor. We looked at the definition to show mercy upon or to have pity upon. To show mercy upon or to have pity upon. Here's your note for the first level. The first level of his favor is when he gave us his Rhema word, obviously. And with it has destroyed Satan's hold over us. First level of favor, that destruction. He's destroyed what Satan had, the rod, the staff.
Amen.
He's destroyed it. The control, he's destroyed it. That's where his pity came in. That's mm-hmm. where mercy came in. He got tired of us being driven by this tyrant. He got tired of us going up and down, being broken, bruised, busted, disgusted, lacking. He's sick and tired of it. So he wants something drilled in your head tonight, going into 2023. He wants you to understand something that goes beyond. He's not trying to be tyrannical over you because he wants you holy. He's showing pity on you. He's having mercy on you. He wants you out of the hands of the enemy that's been driving you opposite of what your life should be. That's what God wants for us. So he did all of this. What this favors come as a result of peace. It's coming now because it's also tied with his pity and mercy, which flows obviously through his love for us. We need to see it for what it truly is worth. He gave us this warning in the series on love. When Rhema comes, he's having pity on us because of the bondage we were in and because we are out of position for prosperity. I'm going to say that again. When Rhema's coming, please don't think he's nagging you. Please don't think he's trying to be a nuisance. Please don't think he's just some holy roller and he wants you to be holy. No, it's his pity. He wants you out of the tyranny of the enemy. So his pity is tied in his favor.
Amen.
That's favor. God is not, I don't mean to say this, but I got to tell the truth. Everybody in the body is not under the pity of God. Everybody in the body is not under the mercy of God. People that are living by the letter, my goodness, they're not under his pity. He's not pitying them. The chosen of God are finding his pity. His pity is pure. It's not him feeling sorry. It's not like that. No, no. His pity is saying, I can't stand seeing you like this. I don't want you like this.
Thank you, God.
I'm opening your ears to hear because this is my mercy and my pity to get you out of the hands of your enemies.
Thank you, Lord.
He sees that we're out of position for prosperity. It's his pity. And again, we need to see it. He isn't nagging. He's not nagging you. He's not nagging me to be sanctified. He's pitying us and having mercy on us so that we might be sanctified. So we can live in his prosperity and good grace. So God wants you to understand something. Oh, my goodness, if you could see it. I hope you can. When Rhema comes, and let's say you're having a bad day, or let's say you're out of position, and then all of a sudden Rhema comes, God's pity and mercy is there. It's his favor. It's his favor. I'm just going to call it favor. You know it's pity and you know it's mercy, but it's his favor. You didn't earn it. It's unearned favor that God quickens you in his word, that you can come under or come out of that position you were in, that particular mindset that was beating you down and causing you to lose prosperity. That's favor. Oh, somebody better hear it again. When the Rhema word comes, it's favor. Oh,
yes, it is.
It's favor. When God blesses your hearing, it's his favor. And it's driven by the fact that he can't stand seeing you losing. He wants you to win. Favor, first level. God's mercy, God's pity, so that you can hear. And in that hearing, expiation kicks in. In that hearing, propitiation kicks in. Shifts your mindset. And then it positions you for the second level. The word, the second level of favor is acceptance. Really powerful right here. It's acceptance. That when I touch the first level of it, it puts me back into a position where I'm in acceptance, or we've been calling it the joining. It's favor that when I'm joined, it's favor that aligns me and causes me to be in God's acceptance. Now watch this. It's in his acceptance that we are able to enter, watch this, the acceptable year of the Lord. When I'm under favor, to the point where favor has caused me to be in his acceptance, I now enter in to the acceptable year of the Lord. This is where we are lavished with prosperity, his kindness. This is where we are beautified. These are all definitions of favor. Kindness we find there.
Amen.
Beauty is a definition of favor. We find it in the acceptance. The first level of favor sets us up for the second level of favor. Now watch this. Now I better understand, I have a better understanding why there is much food in the tillage of the poor. Now I know. He was coming to proclaim his Rhema to us. There was already much food, all provisions, all prosperity is in the tillage of the poor. It's right there. Because those, he knew that he was coming to preach the Rhema word, the gospel, to them that didn't have it. But he already credited our tillage as being full. Our tillage was already full. He let me know, anyone poor, it has nothing to do with your finances. It's being without my word.
Mm.
That's the poor. That's why I said there's much food in the tillage of the poor. Why? Because I was coming to the poor. I was coming to them with my word.
Hallelujah.
I was favoring them. I came to favor them. I came, this is what he came to do. He said this, my God, hear it now, hear it again. He said this. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. Why? Because he has sent me to announce their release. He sent me to let them know, you captives, you guys are in recovery. You got sight, you can see, you got vision. You were blind, but now your eyes are open. I'm sent forth, man, to deliver you guys who've been oppressed by the enemy, who are downtrodden. You've been bruised. You've been crushed. You're broken down by calamity. I'm here to let you know you're in the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, where all the free favors of my God are profusely abounding. I was coming for you. That's why I told you back then, In Proverbs, there's much food in the tillage of the poor. I was coming to change your judgment. I was coming that you see things the way that I need you to see them, so you can judge the fact that you let the weak say I am strong, let the poor say I am rich. I came to shift your judgment. Ooh, glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Two levels of favor that we're walking under. We're walking under the freedom and liberty that's coming by the rainbow word, that we're experiencing the blessing of his birth and the blessing of his death every time we're in it. We get all of the blessing of it, and we get the blessing of propitiation that comes as a result, and it's breaking us free from the tyranny and the bondage of the way Satan had us living prior to the rhema coming into our lives.
Amen.
Second level of favor is the fact that we are lined up and we're in the acceptance, and in the acceptance, we step into the acceptable year of the Lord. Being beautified here. Everything's flowing right. So now when the rhema comes, you lift up your eyes and you lift up your hands and say, thank you for your favor. And now he's supporting you yet again to let you know that we found out when peace is there, we lift up our hands and say, thank you for your prosperity. Now we say also, thank you for your favor. Thank you for your favor. Thank you that I'm accepted. Now I know why prosperity can touch me, because I'm in the acceptance.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Favor's on us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Favor is all over us. And God wants you to see it for what it is. Stop listening to the way everybody has called favor just unearned or this or that. No, it just equates it to prosperity. No, see the favor as the rhema word that it is, that now brings you into the acceptance.
So yes, now you're talking
prosperity. See the fullness of it.
Yes.
Don't be shallow hal any longer. Don't just have a one-track mind about favor. No, favor's the fact that his mercy's here, his pity's right here,
yes,
bringing my mindset out of the tyranny of the enemy.
Hallelujah, God.
Aligning me now.
Hallelujah.
I can thank him for prosperity.
Hallelujah, God.
Because
Hallelujah.
I'm under the acceptance, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
And I can be beautified. There's no better feeling when you know you're accepted. And you know, it's funny that when you're sitting under the rainbow word, you can kind of get a feel. If you even feel out right now, those of you on this line, if you feel out right now, you can tell just because you're under the rainbow word and it's cleaning you, it's washing you. You can feel your acceptance. Somebody better praise him right there. Someone owes him a thank you, Lord, right there. Because you can feel your acceptance all over again just by sitting under his favor. You're sitting under favor, which is aligning you and changing your thinking, disconnecting you from the enemy's tyranny. That's a spot right there to really thank God right there for favor.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Man, see favor for what it really is. It's powerful.
Thank you.
And prosperity is all connected to it. But first, see the first level. Oh, God, thank you. Favor's here. You disconnected me. You realigned my thinking, praise your name.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm back in the acceptance, and it feels great. Hallelujah. It feels right, praise God. Oh, and now I can thank you. Well, man, lift up holy hands without wrath or doubt. I can thank you for your prosperity that's here.
Thank you.
His favor's here. Oh, praise God. All right, let's take a look. An example of the first and second level. I'm going to give you an example, and I'm going to close. I'm excited to tell you on Saturday morning what this theme is for this year. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. It makes so much sense. It's like, whoa, are you serious? Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There's some Easter eggs all in this message. You can look for them. Some clues for Saturday. You can look for them and see what you find. Acts chapter 4, verses 29 through 35. Let me show you an example of the first and second level of favor. And watch how this bad boy works. This was awesome. It says in Acts chapter 4, verses 29 through 35, It says, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. This is when they're about to come into a place of everybody coming out of lack in the book of Acts, where things transpire and people get a good mindset to give and to sell and to give all that they have. Watch what happens. You see the first and second levels that are easily recognized here. In Acts 4, 29 through 35, it says, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name, I love this, of thy holy child, unto us a child is born, by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Now imagine that. It's just, I mean, he's so enveloped with their prayer and their request. That place started to shake where everybody was assembled together. I want some of that when we get back into our facility. I want some of that shake. I want him to be so filled with our praise and prayer that the place we're assembled in just starts to shake and just starts to fill us with his presence. And it says here, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Now listen, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace, you see that? Great grace, that means favor. That word grace also means favor. And great favor, all right? Great favor was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Okay, now this is really powerful. Verse 32 shows us where that they were all in total propitiation, all right? So he broke them out of any mindset that was opposite of his mindset. It says, and the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and of one soul. That really means just flat out one mind.
Mm-hmm.
They all had the same exact mind. In fact, if we look up to verse 31, it kills it. And it says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That tells you nobody was in their right mind. Nobody was in their right. Everybody lost their mind and put on the mind of Christ. So the first level of favor had hit them. You see that?
Amen. Amen.
First level of favor hit them. Boom. Everybody Amen. Lost their mind.
Amen.
Then all of a sudden, we get down to verse 34 and 35, where now all these people are now in that mindset of the first level of favor, shifting their minds being under the tyranny and having to, trust me, if this happened to them, my God, it can happen for us. He shifted their minds to the point where everybody that had landed houses sold them and just laid down the money at their feet of the apostles. Second level of favor's kicking in now, because now they're doing this under the acceptance, and in that acceptance, that they stepped into the acceptable year where now free favors, prosperity is, everything is flowing. They sold everything. Now everybody that had lack, debt lack and not enough, got destroyed off of a multitude. Verse 32 tells us, and the multitude of them that believe. So debt, lack, and not enough got destroyed off a multitude. Prosperity hit second level. What? Acceptance came.
Amen.
Now they are in the acceptable year. Everybody's coming out of debt. Prosperity is flowing. First level, shift their minds. Let me get them out of the mindset of who raised them. Born in sin, shape. Let me get them out of that mess. Now, shifted their minds, brought them into a place of acceptance where they were at peace with God, had the mindset of God, had the temperament of God. Everything's flowing right. Now they're moving. Now prosperity starts to come in. It tells us in 34, neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses, neither was there any among them that lacked.
Amen.
Out of a multitude, nobody lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. So verse 32 shows us that they were in a place of total propitiation. They were free from the mindset and the ways that Satan would do things. Isaiah 9:9-4 showed up when they began to speak the word with boldness and the place started shaking. So Isaiah 9:4 showed up and broke them out of all of the rod of his oppressor, broke the staff of his shoulder, broke all that nonsense, Amen. Got it out of their atmosphere. Verse 31 makes it even more plain, tells us they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. So you know the mindset and ways of Satan were broken. Verse 34 and 35 reveal the second level. Prosperity showed up as a result of the Lord's pity and mercy, breaking them free from Satan's mindset. They now have the mind of God and disperse prosperity to all that had lack or need. Right, now so. Favor turns into tangible blessing for them all. No more lack, no more financial oppression. Favor truly kicked in. So if you don't see a way, the Lord wanted me to mention this. If you don't see a way, way out financially, but he's keeping you free in propitiation, know this, favor has another level and he will manifest what you tangibly need. It's on the way. So if you can't see your financial way, don't worry about looking for it. Stay in the favor of being free from the mindset of the enemy. Stay there because favor is going to shift now in the acceptance and you're going to step into the acceptable year of the Lord. That's where the free favors of God profusely abound. That's where prosperity, that's where God begins to beautify. That's where God begins to show you his kindness, manifestation.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Just keep thanking him for his favor as you're experiencing it. Thank him for his favor. So now, it is the favor of God to cause you to hear tonight. And if you heard tonight, and you know you're back in the place of being accepted and you know you're joined, thank him for a second level of favor. Thank him for prosperity. Thank him, freely thank him, because you're right in line for it.
Thank you.
But boy, I love how he just uses these words here. They confirm and they tell the almost the same parallel story. So many angles he's given us to keep us free. Listen, there were so many angles the devil had on me, so many doors he had that he could open. Now God is saying, I got doors too. I got dimensions of faith. I've got dimensions of favor. I got dimensions of peace. I've got dimensions of Listen, I got doors. I got a lot of ways to keep you free. I'll put you in remembrance of favor, peace, propitiation. I'll put you in remembrance of my temperament. I'll put you in remembrance of these things. God is Thank just solidifying a truth in us, people. And today he chose to use the word Thank faith. But he's solidifying something that we've already heard. But now he's saying you can use it as favor. Call it my favor. It is my favor.
Yes, it is. Yes, Amen. It is.
Amen. Well, that is all that I have for you guys tonight. I hope you grasped it. And on Saturday, I'm looking forward to sharing with you at 10 a.m. sharp. It's going to be 1 hour service, 10 a.m. from 10 to 11. God's going to give us prophetically what he's got going on in this year. And it's, boy, oh, boy, it's right where we're flowing now. It's going to bless you. It's going to strengthen you. it's going to solidify you even the more. And so I pray you guys are blessed. I pray, my God,
amen, Lord.
He's saying about his favor that's on you, because it's only favor that's breaking, giving you Isaiah 9:4. It's the favor of God. It's the pity and the mercy of our God that he's looking at us saying, not Donna, not Elder Allison, no, not Blanche. No, not Wanda. No, not the Watts family. No, not the Harley family. No, I have mercy and pity on them. They will not stay under the tyranny of Satan. And anybody else that's on this line that I didn't mention you, you will not stay under that tyranny of your enemy. You won't be under the rod of his oppression any longer, because favor is showing up for you. You're going to thank God in a different way for this rhema. You're going to thank him in a different way. You're going to know it's favor about to take me from glory to glory, from level to level. It's here for me. He's not letting me stay in this rut that I've been in. His favor is bringing me out. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a part of the peace package. It's a part of the package of his peace. And so be blessed in it, everyone. Now, if you have a seed you'd like to sow, I'm going to go ahead and go back over here to our Zoom here and see where we are.